Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Some wild stuff happened in Hollywood. Go figure.
Yeah, right.
It's the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. We recap everything that happened in the entertainment world in 60 seconds with the Entertainment Minute with Julie Tristan.
All right. Well, the woman who designed Farrah Fawcett's infamous red suit said she hates it. She said she was horrified when she saw it on a poster. She says, quote, "That swimsuit had nothing to do with the success of that poster. I'll tell you that." I'm like, whatever, lady. I mean, obviously, it was like the whole package. Farrah Fawcett being gorgeous, right, in sure, this yeah. hot swimsuit.
I think that swimsuit was so iconic, or that poster was so iconic. I think that's part of the reason why the Baywatch lifeguards wore red swimsuits. Yeah.
I feel like I've heard that before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so too, yeah.
Anyway, you know, sometimes you just wake up, you want to be a little hateful. Maybe that's what she went through that day.
Even hateful on herself too.
Right. Stop hating on yourself, lady. Okay, Michael Douglas, he's 78. He went to his 18-year-old daughter's graduation and they mistaked him for her grandfather, which, can you blame them?
Yeah. No. I don't.
I know. Catherine Zeta-Jones is the mom, and so she's 51. But he took it in stride. He said, "I'm not going to take it personal. I think they're just trying to be nice," which they are. They're like, "Aren't you so proud of your granddaughter?" And he's like, "Okay, my daughter."
Did they know who he was, though?
Were
they
right. Like, yeah.
"Hey, Gramps."
Exactly. Don't they know who he is? Anyway, and then this picture that went viral, a picture of a truck driver went viral. She looks a lot like Amy Schumer, but the difference is she has a teardrop tattoo, but she's not a murderer. It turns out she once fell asleep at the wheel. Wait, what?
Yeah, the story's crazy.
I'm like, she's not a murderer. I didn't read that part.
Because the teardrop tattoo, you get it in prison if you murdered somebody.
Well, she killed a pedestrian, though, because she fell asleep with the wheel. So she is a murderer, right? Like, technically.
Yeah.
Anyway, I probably should have worked this out before I told you about it. But she got a tattoo in memory of that person, which I guess maybe nice, but very odd.
It's really manslaughter. She says she didn't do it on purpose, and she wanted to remember them, but it's a wild, crazy story. And she does look exactly like Amy Schumer.
The point is, she looks like Amy Schumer.
Yeah. It's nuts. You got to see the picture for yourself, 198.com, and then read about this wild story, because I guarantee when you're reading, you're going to be like, "Julie, what? Did I just read that correctly?"
Right.
That's your entertainment.
We're throwing them all up at y98.com, or just check us out on Instagram, always the Wake Up. Y98. Happy Friday. Happy Friday. It's the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. We recap everything that's happening in Hollywood. We do it in 60 seconds for you. As we know, you ain't got time for all those celebrities, so Julie's got your back in the Entertainment Minute.
Here's what's happening in the entertainment world. We have a lot of trailers that you can watch. Check out the trailer for Tick, Tick, Boom. It's the directorial debut of Hamilton star Lin-Manuel Miranda. Everything he does is so good. So you can see that trailer. Another one, Ryan Reynolds is a video game character on a mission to save his fake world in Free Guy. That trailer is also at Y98.com, along with the first teaser of Masters of the Universe, Revelation.
Looks good. That's the one done by Kevin Smith.
Ooh,
is it a cartoon?
Yes.
I thought I saw the trailer. It's a cartoon.
It
I thought
a cartoon.
It was going to be a live action.
There is a live action movie, I think, scheduled to come out next year.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. So
Kevin would have
back.
That knowledge. He, like, right on the top of his head. Kevin
yeah,
would know that.
Yes, I have the power. I'm sorry,
oh,
Kev.
You too. Oh, yeah. You know it, Julie.
I used to watch all those.
That's
I had
right.
an older brother.
That's right. Okay. And there was She-Ra.
What did She-Ra say?
For the honor of Grayskull.
I have more power than the woman. That's what she said,
did
I think.
Did you guys just use the whole 60 seconds on He-Man?
Oh, we yeah. did. And that's your entertainment.
Is that it? Okay. Y98.com if you want to see those trailers.
He's like, for real? You did? Okay.
If you're looking for some fun things to do in St. Louis, we got your back next.
Hey, I was doing just fine before I met you. I drink too much and that's an issue, but now forever. I want you to love me now.
We know that sometimes just making it to Friday is an accomplishment because life gets busy. That's why we recap everything that's happening in Hollywood in 60 seconds with our Entertain Minute with Julie Tristan.
All right, well, let's see. John Legend is producing a biopic on the late, great Bernie Mac, which sounds pretty
Ooh.
Cool.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. I'd love to see that.
And then Seth MacFarlane is doing a Ted prequel series on
yes!
Peacock.
I was just watching Ted the other day, I think.
Were you
it was
really?
Like on my TV. Yeah, I think it's clever.
Oh, my God. I was going to say, Ted is like the dumbest. Is that that stuffed animal that talks?
That's right.
Oh, my God. That's like the dumbest movie. No offense.
Oh. It brought back Flash Gordon.
It did? I don't remember that part. I do like me some Flash Gordon, though. All right.
Okay.
He's a little one of us. I forget what that says.
He's a little one of us.
Yeah, okay. On TV this weekend, Friday on Netflix, there's a new animated movie right now called Wish Dragon. Disney Plus has a second season premiere of Zenimation. Don't forget, on Disney Plus, you got to watch our friend Loki.
Oh.
So good.
So good.
Wait until the end of episode one.
Oh.
Kevin and I can't even believe it.
I know, it was nuts, guys.
You didn't see it, you big liar.
Yeah, I haven't seen it, no.
Okay, let's see. Apple TV Plus has the Small Town Mystery Home Before Dark. Hulu, second season of Love, Simon, the spinoff of Love, Victor. And Amazon has Anna Paquin's PR drama, Flack. My gosh, what else? Celebrity Family Feud is on ABC on Sunday. Oh, the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show, which... I learn a lot about animal breeds whenever I watch that, so it's kind of interesting. That's on Fox on Sunday. Fear of the Walking Dead season finale is on Sunday. There's just a whole slew of stuff. Oh, and then randomly, Ben Affleck was spotted with J-Lo's mom at a casino. This just in, that's your entertainment.
Nail.
There's a lot to unpack, huh?
Lots to unpack. If you need to help unpacking those stories, which you might, or just need a TV guide, we got it for you too at 198.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.